greatest name in cereals presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hiya, folks, hold on to your hats and pass those Kellogg sugar corn pops. Cause here comes Guy Wild Bill and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that great new cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg
Sugar Corn Pops!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story of Gunsmoke and Violet. Say, boys and girls, if you haven't discovered what's on the backs of these new big yellow boxes of Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops yet, you're really in for a surprise. Because you'll find a whole series of Wild Bill Hickok's famous gun cutouts on the backs of the different new Sugar Corn Pops packages. Handsome copies of guns made famous in the Wild West. Look for them tomorrow at your store. Now, let's listen. When Wild Bill Hickok gave up scouting and Indian fighting, he decided he wanted to be a peace officer. He wanted to help bring law and order to the West and run out the bad men. The first time he wore a star on his chest was when he became town marshal in Hays City, Kansas. And the first big adventure Bill and his saddle partner Jingles ran into was Gunsmoke and Violet.
Oh boy. Hays City ain't never seen nothing like this before. Oh, boy. Bill!
What's up, Jingles?
Bill, guess who's coming to Hays City? Just guess.
President Grant.
No, not the president. Guess again.
Billy the Kid?
No, this is really important.
All right, who is it?
Violet Purnay. That's who.
Violet Purnay. Who's she?
Oh, just the prettiest little singer in death.
Jingles. Something tells me you haven't got your mind completely on your job of being a deputy marshal in Hays City.
Oh, sure I have. And she's got red hair and a peaches and cream complexion, and she's going to be appearing right across the street at the Blue Feather.
And she's going to mean nothing but trouble.
Yeah, and Farrell Nagel signed her up to appear here at the Blue Feather for 3 whole weeks. And, huh? What do you mean she's going to be trouble to us, Bill? Oh, a pretty girl like that?
A pretty little girl like that will stand this cow town on its ear. There'll be more shooting over her than a cattle feud.
Now, what's that ruckus?
Looks like it started already, partner. Come on.
Violet ain't even town yet. Hey, there's a crowd in front of the Blue Feather Gambling Hall, Bill.
Yeah, let's go see what happened.
Bill, look at that rider hightailing it out of town.
Yeah, must have been a man shot.
Yeah, looks like he's dead.
What happened here?
All right, don't everybody speak at once now.
Well, now, Marshal, it didn't really amount to much. Just a couple of the boys got in a little friendly argument over my pretty little coming attraction.
Yeah, Farrell, it looks like a friendly argument. This one looks mighty dead to me.
He was a little slow on the draw, that's all.
And I reckon that Jasper we saw riding out of town in a high lope did the killing.
Now, I wouldn't be the one to say I saw him do it.
No, Farrell, you wouldn't. So we can chalk up another killing to you and the Blue Feather.
To me? Now, Marshal, I was inside getting the place decorated for Violet Purnay's arrival this afternoon. I had nothing to do with the shooting.
Oh, no, you never do, you slick-haired sidewinder.
We're never going to clean up this town until we run you out of it and close up that rat's nest you operate, Farrell. And someday I'm going to do just that.
I wouldn't try it if I were you, Hickok. I got a lot of friends in Hays City.
Yeah, every crooked gambler, owl hoot, and polecat in town.
They shoot real straight, too.
Yeah, when they're aiming at somebody's back.
This is a warning, Farrell. When that new singer you got coming arrives, you better keep order in your place, or I'll close it up so tight it'll take a barrel of blasting powder to open the door.
Now step aside, friends, and let me help the little lady off the stage. Well, Miss Purnay, welcome to Hays City. I'm Farrell Nagel. My arm, ma'am.
I can walk, thank you. You know why I'm here.
Well, here she is, boys. Smile.
Thank you. Hi, what a wonderful reception. I love you, everyone. Where's Jerry?
Don't worry about him now. All right, boys, that's enough. Let us through. Remember, Miss Violet Pernay will be singing, dancing on the Blue Feather stage tonight. Come in early and avoid the rush. Come on, look pleasant.
This is very exciting, Mr. Nagel. This is my first engagement this far west.
You'll get a thrill out of it, I guarantee it.
I'm sure I will. Mr. Nagel, who's that tall, handsome man coming this way?
Where? Oh.
He's wearing a star on his chest. Is that the constable?
We call them marshals out west, ma'am.
I think I'm going to like it here, Mr. Nagel.
I wouldn't pay any attention to that star packer. He's a punk.
Well, he doesn't look it, I'm sure.
You'd better go right on up to your rooms now. They're all ready for you. Chang, you take Miss Pernay up and make her comfortable. I'll see you later, Violet.
Oh, but I'd like to meet her.
Go on now. Well, Hickok, I see you turned out to welcome my new star. Too bad you were a little late.
Well, ain't you going to introduce us?
You can see her at the Blue Feather tonight. Why don't you both come over and be my guests?
We'll be there, Farrell. But I doubt if you'll consider us very welcome guests.
She sure is pretty.
Hickok, don't you go starting trouble in my place. If you do, we'll have two marshals in town. One Boot Hill and a new one behind that star you're wearing.
Oh, now don't you talk big.
I never started trouble yet, Farrell, but I'll be right there when it comes to finishing it. Come on, Jingles.
Bill, take me to the Blue Feather tonight. I sure want to see Violet Pernay singing.
Buck.
Yeah, boss. You want me?
I called you, didn't I? Now listen. That mail order marshal's getting too big for his boots. Tonight, when he comes to the Blue Feather, I want him finished off. Spread the word to the boys. Wild Bill Hickok dies tonight.
Howdy, cowpokes. Here's your old sidekick, Panhandle Jim. Just pull up here a minute to ask who hasn't tasted Kellogg's new sugar corn pops yet. So you who haven't, sidle over and listen close here. New Kellogg's sugar corn pops are golden hearts of corn, all popped up bright and jolly, with a sweetening already on them. Yes, sirree, by jingo, sugar corn pops is the new, sweeter-than-ever, two-way cereal that's downright delicious eating both ways. Twice the fun. You can eat them the way I'm eating them right now during the show, right out of the box by the handful, just like candy. Then, come breakfast time, you just pour them in a bowl and add a little milk. And, partners, there's a wonderful new sweetness and flavor in new Kellogg sugar corn pops, so you're going to like them better than ever. Yes, sirree, by jingo, just hear my favorite song all about them.
Yippee! Sugar pops.
They're sugar-coated, taste so sweet. Just pour on some milk.
Mm, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's sugar corn pops. Sugar pops are tops. Now sugar pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's sugar corn pops. Sugar pops are tops.
Unaware of his danger, Wild Bill Hickok, in line with the marshal's duty, showed up at the Blue Feather Gambling Palace that evening with Jingles by his side. They were just in time to hear Miss Violet Pernay's opening number.
Hand on my brow, promise that you will never.
Now, Bill, didn't I tell you, ain't she an angel straight from heaven?
You're right, partner, she is. But don't forget why we're here.
Huh? Oh, yeah, to preserve law and order.
Every gun slick in the county is here tonight, Jingles.
Where?
Look around you. In the far corner over there to your right. Against the wall, that's Lucky Joe Bates.
It is?
This way from him is Sam Bass and his gang.
Ooh, that's a mean-looking crew.
On the other side, there's Jesse Evans. I thought he'd gone over to Abilene.
Yeah, There's Rack Munson and Sneaky Dillon over by the piano.
This place is a cake of dynamite. One loose shot and it'll blow itself sky high. Uh-oh.
What is it, Bill?
There goes Hook to tell Farrell we got here all right.
Come in.
Hickok's here.
Well, are the boys all set?
Yeah, boss. Well, that big deputy's with them.
Then get them. Make it quick and quiet.
I don't reckon that'll be so easy.
I don't care how hard it is. Do it. That tin horn marshal ain't gonna run me out of town. Now go get rid of him. For good.
Yeah, sure, boss, sure. We'll get rid of him. Pronto.
Lame-brained jugheads. Well, I thought I told you to... Oh. Look who's coming in now. Come right in, Jerry.
Yeah. I'm coming in, Farrell.
You hear Violet's opening song, Jerry?
Yeah, I heard it.
She see you?
No. You know I wouldn't let her see me. You knew it all the time.
That's why she came out here, Jerry. To see her fine young brother... who came to the great big West to make a great big name for himself.
Lay off me, Farrell. You know why I came West.
Yeah, I know. They sent you out here because you were a disgrace to your family at home. They thought it'd make a man of you. Look at you.
Well, you didn't have to drag my sister out here.
Why, Jerry, I was just hoping I could be the guardian angel who could put you back in the good graces of your family. That's the reason I wrote your sister.
To blackmail her into coming out here to sing in your snake's den for nothing. Well, it won't do you any good, see?
Ah. So the little boy's got a new toy hidden in his sleeve. A derringer.
Yeah, Farrell. With a double barrel holding two tickets to Boot Hill for you.
Go ahead, Jerry. Shoot me. That'd be a good way to get even for your gambling debts, wouldn't it?
I will. I'll kill you.
Well, go ahead. Pull the trigger, Jerry.
Keep away from me.
What's the matter, boy? Are you scared? Does your stomach feel like a feather? What are you so pale for, Jerry?
No, get away. I'll...
You'll do nothing. Give me that gun. You wouldn't shoot a rabbit. You haven't got the nerve. Now get out of here.
All right. All right, I'm gone. But I'll figure out a way to get you, Farrell Nagel. You wait. I'll catch you.
Get out. Blubbering pup. I'd better get rid of him. Wonder if the boys are through with Hickok yet.
Well, Jingles, you seen enough for a while?
Well, ain't she gonna sing again?
Sure, she will later. What do you say we make the rounds and we come back?
Mr. Hickok, can I speak to you a minute?
Sure, Jerry. What do you want?
Oh, we can't talk in here. They'll see me.
Who'll see you?
Never mind. Come on outside, please, Mr. Hickok. It's a matter of life and death.
Who's deaf, Jerry?
Mr. Hickok's.
Bill.
Wait a minute, Jingles. All right, Jerry, what's this all about?
Farrell Nagel's planning to have you killed tonight. I heard him tell Hook to kill you both.
Oh, I knew we should have took up ranching instead of marshaling.
You sure you heard this, Jerry?
Sure. You believe me, don't you? You're going to go get Farrell, aren't you?
Jerry, you don't like Farrell Nagel, do you?
No, but that's got nothing to do with this.
I think it has. I saw you just come out of his office. Are you working for him?
That low-down rattler, I should say not.
But he's got a hold on you. What is it?
Why, nothing, Mr. Hickok.
Gambling debts?
Well, I owe him a little.
Yes, a little by $3,000. Now try to fool me, Jerry.
3,000 simoleons? Oh, Bill, that's a lot of money.
It sure is, partner. Just about enough to make Farrell have a mortgage on his soul. All right, Jerry, come clean. What's the rest of it?
Nothing. Nothing. I told you he was going to kill you, and if you don't believe it, I can't help. I got to go.
Wait a minute, Jerry.
Yeah, that kid sure got a burr under his saddle, Bill.
Yeah, partner. He took a look over his shoulder and got a scared look in his eye.
Then hightailed it down the street. I wonder what he saw.
Oh, Mr. Hickok.
Oh, Bill, it's her. Oh, my fluttering heartstrings. Bill, I think I'm going to fall apart.
Well, pull yourself together, Jingles, and let's go in and see what you want.
Bill, I got a lump in my throat as big as a watermelon. If she looks straight at me, why, I'll swallow it, and I'm liable to choke to death.
Mr. Hickok, may I speak to you a moment?
Howdy, miss. Sure. Oh, I'd like you to meet my deputy, Jingles.
No.
Hello, Jingles.
Bill!
What's the matter, Jingles? You don't look well at all. You poor man, let me feel your brow. You might have a touch of fever.
Oh, do it again.
Maybe it's catching cold, miss. What was it you wanted to talk to me about?
I'm in terrible trouble, and I want you to help me. I got to talk to you later, away from here where nobody knows.
Anybody bothering you, ma'am, I'll tear them apart with my own hands. Just show them to me.
Well, Jingles, you got your voice back.
Oh, yeah, I did.
I must talk to you right... Oh, here he comes. Say nothing. Well, Mr. Hickok, you're very sweet to say such nice things about my singing. Oh, hello, Mr. Nagel.
Well, Hickok, I see you dropped around after all. Why didn't you let me know you were here?
Save the act, Farrell. I saw your boy Hook going at the hours here.
Hook? Why, I haven't seen him. Where is he?
Probably gone back into some dark hole with the rest of the rats, and I hope he leaves room for you.
Hickok, do you always let your deputy talk that way in front of ladies?
No. Excuse me, ma'am. I forgot.
That's all right. Well, it's just about time for my song.
Oh, come on, Violet. I'll see you to your dressing room. Make yourself at home, Hickok. I'll have some of the boys drop around, see if you want anything.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Hickok. I'll see you again.
I hope so, Miss Violet.
Yeah, me too.
Come on, Jingles.
Yes, sir. Oh, where are we going in such a hurry, Bill?
Round back of the Blue Feather, Jingles.
Oh.
I don't know what Farrell's up to, but I don't want any harm to come to Miss Violet.
Well, what about us? Jerry said Farrell was all set to have us killed tonight. I don't like that.
We'll worry about that later, Jingles. Be quiet now. I think our dressing room is just about here.
And there they are, boys. Grab them.
Hey, Bill, it's Farrell's gun.
Your luck's run out, Hickok. Give it to him, boys. Give it to him.
Say, partners, all you ranchers who are eating your Kellogg sugar corn pops right now, like I am, listening to the show, hold up there. Take a look at that bag inside the big yellow box. That bag is pure aluminum. You know why? Well, it keeps your sugar corn pops fresh up to 10 times longer. And that means Kellogg sugar corn pops are always fresh. Yep, crisp and crunchy and fresh as an evening breeze. Yes, sirree, by jingo, you can always depend on Kellogg sugar corn pops for downright delicious eating out of the box like candy or out of the bowl with milk. Now, don't go fussing with only one box of new, even sweeter sugar corn pops. By the way your family's going to go for them, you're liable to miss out on some. Get your mom to load up big. Then you can have all the Kellogg sugar corn pops you want. Now, let's listen to our song.
Yippee! Sugar pops.
They're sugar-coated, tastes so sweet. Just pour on some milk.
Mm, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's sugar corn pops. Sugar pops are tops. Now sugar pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's sugar corn pops. Sugar pops are tops.
While Bill Hickok and Jingles ran outside and around to the back of the Blue Feather Gambling Palace, just as they were near the square of yellow light from Violet's dressing room window, they were jumped by Farrell's men.
I'm getting out of here!
Bill, you all right?
Guess so, partner. How about you?
Well, I'm in one piece, but I ain't never going to be the same. That greased-up salamander Farrell's just about done his last one to me. Now, let's go get him.
Not so fast, partner. If we get him now, we won't ever know what Miss Violet was talking about.
Then what are we going to do?
You go find young Harry. I got an idea. He's mixed up in this somehow.
But how?
I don't know. Just go get him and bring him here to the Blue Feather. I'll be around someplace.
What are you going to do with what's left of Hook?
I'm going to put him on my shoulder and deliver him to Farrell personally. See you later, Jingles.
Watch out for that salamander, Bill. Farrell's got more tricks than a medicine show magician.
Well, Hook, I heard all... Hickok.
Yeah, Farrell, kind of surprised to see me, huh? I brought you a present. Looks like you sent a boy to do a man's job.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That makes us even. I don't know why you've got Miss Violet tied up and gagged. Suppose you set her free.
This is none of your business, Hickok.
I got a different idea about that, mister. I'll take that gag out myself.
Oh, thank goodness you came, Mr. Hickok.
Now these ropes.
Be careful, Mr. Hickok. Val's got a sawed-off shotgun under his desk.
Yeah, Hickok, and I'm using it, too.
That's just the sort of trick I'd expect from you.
Bill, are you in here?
Yeah, Jingles.
I heard the shots. You all right?
Sure, but Pharaoh's hands are singing a little.
Serves him right. Miss Violet, what are you tied up for?
I see you found Jerry.
Yeah, he wasn't far away. Come on in, Jerry.
What do you want with me, Mr. Hickok?
Jerry. Oh, Jerry, you're safe.
Violet, I'm getting out of here.
Oh, no, Jerry, don't.
Come back here, Jerry.
Hickok, what do you think you're trying to do? This is my office.
Close your trap, you sneaking coyote, before I close it for you.
That's good advice, Pharaoh. I've got a little mystery to clear up. Then I'm going to take care of you.
You've got nothing on me.
Maybe not. We'll see. Violet, Jerry's your brother, isn't he?
Yes. Pharaoh wrote me about Jerry's debts. Said if I'd come out and sing in the Blue Feather for 3 weeks, he'd let Jerry go free.
And if you didn't?
He threatened to kill him.
Why, you good-for-nothing sidewinder. Pharaoh, I've got a mind...
Hold it, Jingles. We'll let the jury decide about that. Well, Jerry, looks to me like you better get some sand in your craw.
Yeah, I've been no good, Mr. Hickok. And Violet's a champion. I'm sorry I got her into this.
The past is gone, Jerry, and you can't do anything about it. But the future is all yours, so treat it kindly.
I will, Mr. Hickok. On my word, I will.
Mr. Hickok, I can't thank you enough. I'd do anything for you and Jingles.
That's all right, ma'am. You helps have an excuse to close up the Blue Feather for good. That'll make our town a better place to live in.
Well, now, if you really want to do something for me, Miss Violet, I won't mind.
Anything, Jingles.
Well, the first time I met you, you said hello and looked up at me with them big brown eyes. And, well, I got first hot and then cold and then goosebumply all over. And it scared me a little.
Scared you?
Yeah. So I wondered if you'd do it all over again just so I could make sure that it was you instead of catching my death in pneumonia.
And now here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Thanks for being with us today, folks. We'll have another Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you on Friday.
And by golly, if you want some fast and fancy riding, just you hear our story called Buckshot's Victory.
Meanwhile, Andy and I also hope you'll remember to get Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
Right. It's the great new cereal with the sweetening already on it.
You bet it is. Andy and I think Sugar Corn Pops are great. So long.
See you Friday.
Yes, sir. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Gene Bates, Stan Waxman, Lou Krugman, Eddie Firestone, and Jack Moyles. Our director is Paul Pierce. Music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Don't forget to listen Friday, same time, same station, when Wild Bill Hickok rides in Buckshot's Victory. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, and Kellogg's Corn Flakes, America's favorite ready-to-eat cereal.